And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley, and as always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Hiya, Jo.
And lovely to see you, Sally Obermina, again.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Morning, Sel.
Oh, what a lovely day it is. Now, right at the top, we're going to be talking about diabetes today, and here is, you know, some dire statistics. There are currently almost 2 million people living with diabetes, but that's ever increasing. In fact, some people believe there could be up to 500,000 Australians who have type 2 diabetes and don't know it. And then there are 2 million who have pre-diabetes and are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes in the coming years. So it's a very concerning health crisis in Australia. Mm. And Gerald, my first question is, do we need to look at this as an avoidable condition?
Totally, Jo. Totally. It's avoidable. And what I find fascinating at the moment are the number of usually medical experts, and we're going to be talking to one soon, who are refocusing now on the role of nutrition in reducing the risk of diabetes or reversing diabetes. And this can happen with type 2s. It's been shown, interestingly, by people like Michael Mosley and others who have said, I've been diagnosed with diabetes. I'm not happy with that. I'm going to take control and just put my life back on track. Are you finding that? Is that the sort of message, Sal, you're understanding?
Yeah, absolutely. I think people are really starting to understand there are certain habits, food habits, dietary habits that we can take that will help us stop this from happening or reverse this from happening. And I think that's really important. People understand the power of food and actually that they have some control in this.
Yes.
They have a part to play. And that's actually a great thing. It's actually something to be very, I think, excited about.
Yeah, I love that flipping the focus on how control is a privilege rather than something to consider a burden.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it takes a little bit of work, perhaps, self-control, changes of habits. Those things are hard, but it's also great to have that control.
The payoff is there, and there are many diseases that I guess whatever you do has no outcome. And, you know, I guess in this case, we're seeing that there is an outcome that can happen if you make the changes. So as you say, what an incredible position to be in if this is you, that you can make these changes and have a different ending.
So experts are backing research that shows a low carbohydrate diet could put the disease into remission and reverse.
It's
amazing.
Yes, it is. And it's been shown, and as I said before, when you've got doctors taking control and actually proving, and that's only an N=1, we haven't done it on major populations, but this will happen in time.
Well, 2020 Australian of the Year and ophthalmologist Dr. James Mukey has been campaigning for us to start looking at the disease as a man-made dietary disease. Given the disease also leads to conditions like blindness, his fight was given a huge boost by the Australian Diabetes Strategy, which was released last Sunday, and he's going to be joining us today to explain it all and how our lifestyle could be putting us at risk. Plus, it's been a challenging year for many of us, or perhaps 2 years, you could say. But look, finally, we can start planning for perhaps a better and brighter 2022. And this morning, we'll be doing that with nutritionist, best-selling author and podcaster Lola Berry. She'll share her tips on tackling fears and failures. I'm someone who I happily put my hand up and say I've had a considerable amount of failures in my time.
I think we all have. I mean, you can't get to a certain point without having a few.
Wouldn't you say, though,
that to succeed, you have to fail?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. And so with Lola, we're going to be talking about how our failures can fuel us to live a happier and more fulfilling life. In our A to Z of vitamins, we're going to be talking Mega Magnesium Night. We all would love a better restful sleep, I'm sure. And, of course, we would love you to give us a call. 131 873 is our number for your questions to support your health. Both Gerald and Sally are here to answer your questions, perhaps with regard to diabetes this morning, if you have a question specifically about that. Do give us a call, 131 873. Next up, how do we avoid developing diabetes? That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
CoQ10 is produced in the body to support heart health, but it declines as we age. Try Go Healthy's Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol from Chemist Warehouse. It boosts your body's supply of CoQ10 to help support cardiovascular health, immune function and energy levels. Plus, it's readily absorbed by your body. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligrams is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The Vitabubs range is available from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Give us a call, 131 873 for your questions for your health. And we are speaking diabetes at the top here. In the last year, 120,000 Australians have been diagnosed with diabetes, and there have been over 17,000 deaths attributable to the disease. So it is one of the most significant challenges facing our healthcare system. But in some good news, a new 10-year plan to tackle diabetes confirms type 2 diabetes can be reversed. 2020 Australian of the Year, Dr. James Mukey, has been campaigning for this, and he joins us now to explain a little bit more in detail. Good morning, James. It's lovely to have you on the House of Wellness.
Great to be here so early on a Sunday morning.
Oh, we do apologise. It's so early.
It's a coffee at seven that makes the difference, James.
Yes. So can you give us a brief overview of this new strategy and why it's so important to have this step, this critical recognition that it can be reversed?
Absolutely. So Australia's National Diabetes Strategy has just been released, the latest draft, and the opportunity for remission of type 2 diabetes has been included in this policy for the very first time. So it's really exciting. It's incredibly important, as there are over 1.7 million Aussies with type 2, most have been told that it's a progressive disease. But now, with the release of this really important document, patients can be reassured they don't have to face a lifetime of crippling expenses, of devastating complications and lost work and life opportunities. So I believe the opportunity for remission should be explored in every patient with type 2, as it has the potential to be completely liberating and life-changing for so many Aussies.
James, this is a huge step. As you mentioned, this research is new, and part of this is linking a low-carb diet to remission. So this is, I guess, a big thing. How soon, if someone was to adopt a low-carb diet, how soon could they see a change?
Sure. And interestingly, the research is not new. Low-carb was actually the treatment of choice for type 1 diabetes before insulin was invented 100 years ago, at a time when type 2 was virtually non-existent. So we've known about this for a long time. Today, though, there are well over 100 controlled clinical trials showing that a low-carb diet can put type 2 into remission. So we know it works. So the benefits of cutting or at least reducing our intake of sugars, of refined carbohydrates and highly processed foods will be immediate. In fact, many people have improved biomarkers of immunity and metabolic health within 1 month. Mm. I've actually had one patient just recently who put her type 2 into remission within 2 weeks. It's quite extraordinary. Wow. For most, though, going into remission is likely to be a longer process than that. And sadly, for some, it may not be possible at all, particularly if they've got a significant pancreatic damage. But hopefully these will be the minority of patients.
James, I've came in this morning with probably 45 questions for you, but none of which could you very briefly for our listeners explain the difference between the two common types of diabetes, because there is a lot of confusion about type 1, type 2.
Yeah, I believe they should be called completely different things. So type 1 makes up about 10% of cases, type 2, 90% of cases. So type 1 is an autoimmune disease, sure. Probably follows on from a viral infection. It's sudden, it's acute, and it causes significant damage to the pancreas and a lack of insulin production. Type 2, though, diabetes is a man-made dietary disease. The core process here is something called insulin resistant. And so this is created by excessive intake of sugar and of ultra-processed foods, which are packed with sugar often, mm-hmm. and of vegetable oils, what are actually created from seeds, so we call them seed oils. So it is a completely different entity. But ultimately, the insulin within our bodies isn't able to deal with the excessive glucose in our system. So it's actually a disease of carbohydrate intolerance.
So very briefly, James, and I'm sorry to interrupt again, Sal, but are we better off as part of that strategy? Have you set out to change the perception and just instead of typecasting type 1, type 2, shifting the focus to one being autoimmune and the other being it's actually, we're causing it. It's as you said, man-made.
Exactly. And that's all of my messaging over the last, actually coming up to 2 years now, has been that, and it's really the focus for me has been on type 2 because this is largely avoidable. So my focus has been solely on type 2, not on type 1 at all. I've even said to the CEO of Diabetes Australia, we should call this a different disease.
Yes.
And there are names that have been coined for type 2 diabetes to differentiate because it's often lumped, as you say, into the same basket, but it is entirely different. And I truly believe it should be called something different to have that differentiation for patients.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. James, who would be most at risk of developing type 2 diabetes?
Yeah, there's a series of at-risk groups. So children can develop type 2 in as little as 2 years. On average, in adults, it takes about 13 years. But children can develop within 2 years, particularly if they're consuming bucket loads of sugary drinks and junk food. In fact, we're seeing this disease in children as young as 3. And sadly, Northern Australia leads the world for type 2 in the young. This was in a news report quite recently. I believe this is an absolute travesty. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people at high risk. We've seen an 80-fold increase in type 2 in this group of people over the past 40 years, an 80-fold increase. That's staggering. It's impacting people in lower socioeconomic areas. And just one example, my state, actually South Australia, leads the country for the highest prevalence of type 2 diabetes. But in Greater Western Sydney, half of all adults over the age of 24 have pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes. So it's, again, staggering statistics. People from minority ethnic groups are at risk, particularly those from the Pacific Islands and in the Indian subcontinent. And finally, people with a family history of type 2 are at significant risk as well. So quite a number of at-risk groups.
James, do you think that people understand the gravity of living with diabetes, type 2 diabetes, such that they might change their behaviour?
I don't think they do, actually. I don't believe they do because I have a patient who, at the age of 26, developed type 2 diabetes. He didn't realise what was lying in store for him. And at the age of 50, so some years later, he went to bed one evening with normal sight and woke up blind in both eyes. He had 9 amputations over a 14-month period leading up to March last year where he lost his whole left leg. He's had 2 heart attacks. He had no idea what was lying in wait for him. So I don't believe that our government is doing enough to raise awareness of the preventability and reversibility of type 2, but also the devastating complications of this disease.
Just absolutely amazing. James, in all of this, what's some simple messages that those listening, and you, let me just go back a bit. You mentioned pre-diabetes. What are the predisposing factors of pre-diabetes that we want people to think, I've noticed that. I should go and get this checked.
So pre-diabetes, type 2 diabetes is really just a continuum. So it begins with insulin resistance, and then the insulin is not able to deal with the glucose in the blood, and we see a rising blood glucose level through pre-diabetes phase or type 2 diabetes phase. So people don't actually know that they have pre-diabetes unless they have a blood test, unless they have a blood glucose test. So, generally people wouldn't be aware of this. So I think it's really important if people are potentially at risk to have a fasting blood insulin level. So look at their insulin level. If that is high, then that will be picked up earlier than the blood sugar level. But there's some simple things that people can actually look for. And one of the core things here, when we have insulin resistance, it can lead to what's called a fatty liver and deposition of fat in the liver and in the pancreas. And we can start to get what's called abdominal obesity, so, an expanded girth. And so a great way of testing your metabolic poor health is to get a tape measure, measure your waist circumference, and if that's more than half your height, then there's a high likelihood that you actually have a fatty liver and a risk of having prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. And I'd absolutely get to the GP ASAP and have a range of blood tests to explore this.
But the answer really is not to shame people, but empower people.
Exactly. This is a really important point, actually. So often type 2 is equated with obesity. Obesity is the biggest risk factor for type 2, and it's a sign of poor metabolic health in the vast majority who are. However, this is a really important point. There are now more thin, metabolically unhealthy people in the United States, and there are overweight or obese, metabolically unhealthy people. So I suspect the situation is the same here in Australia. So obesity is not the core issue here, and we absolutely need to move away from shaming people who are overweight or obese. And what's really interesting, until last year, I was metabolically unhealthy. I had a fatty liver, and I'm tall and thin. So just because on the outside you look okay, what's going on the inside is a different story. So there's something called TOFI, T-O-F-I, thin on the outside, fat on the inside. Thin on the outside.
Fat on the inside.
Fat on the inside. Mm-hmm. And that absolutely was me. So people need to understand it's not the number of calories we're consuming, it's the type of calories. And that our poor diet is the real culprit here. Our poor diet is responsible for more disease and death than smoking, alcohol and inactivity combined. And people also need to be aware that they're being preyed upon by the sugary drinks and processed food industries. These industries are creating unhealthy substances that are designed to be addictive, alluring, highly accessible. And our world is flooded with TV commercials and ads for them. They're absolutely everywhere.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. James Mukey. It's absolutely fascinating conversation. And thank you for joining us so early on a Sunday morning.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Good luck.
Thank you so much. 131-873 is our number. Give us a call. We'll get to those calls next on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Post-exercise muscle cramps and tightness, mild muscle spasms, menstrual pain, ethical nutrients, mega magnesium powders in citrus and raspberry can help with them all. The easily absorbed high strength formula can assist with energy production and support your muscles day and night. Ethical nutrients mega magnesium powder from $33.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The Vitabubs range is available from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to The House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeter. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Let's get to some calls. Hi there, Mick in Sunshine.
Good morning, Mick.
Yeah, morning also. My four-year-old granddaughter's got type 1 diabetes, yes. Had it for about 12 months. Mm-hmm. Generally, she's pretty good, so her parents should be congratulated.
Yes.
She gets a lot of mood swings. Is that something missing in her body, or is it just growing up?
I think it's probably growing up, Mick. She's probably thinking, why me? Why do I have to give myself an injection every day? It means I'm a little different from everybody else, so it's probably frustrating. And look, I think the focus is that you just encourage, as a grandparent, mm-hmm. and, you know, grandchildren look up to grandparents, help her understand that this is something that's going to be around for a long time, and she can do anything she wishes to do with this particular autoimmune disease, as James mentioned before, and just get on with her life. And look, provided she's eating sensibly, and Sal will have some thoughts there because she's got a similar age mm-hmm. daughter, that's really the focus. Sal?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, like, four-year-olds have mood swings also just because they can't fully express themselves. They can't say to you like a 10-year-old can, I'm really feeling frustrated. This is so unfair. Why me? So instead what they do is they just lash out and have those mood swings because also that frontal part of their brain hasn't finished developing yet. So they're not able to articulate mm-hmm. the deep feeling that they're going through. And yes, and in terms of food, of course, all the, you know, the usual things in terms of like trying to get like four-year-olds to eat good food is not easy. Mm. And that's, you know, absolutely par for the course. So anything you can do to kind of make it taste good, or for example, I did something, I have a four-year-old who refuses to eat vegetables. And so we have now developed what we call the crunch test. So I get my lettuce and she gets her lettuce, and we have a test to see, it's a challenge, and to see who can crunch the loudest. Can I tell you, she's never eaten more lettuce in the last 2 weeks. And it's such a, and it's hard with kids because you're constantly trying to create something new and exciting where they don't kind of notice it's good for them, because they'll resist anything good for them. So I think it's, you're an amazing grandparent to even be calling to ask. So the fact that you care, you know, is amazing. Thank
well
you.
Done. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Well yes, done. You're a champion, Mick, well done, as Mick. Is your granddaughter, and you're right, her parents as well. Thank you so much for your call. David, good morning.
Morning, David.
Good morning. Hi, Doctor. I just want to agree with you, firstly, of what you said about the food companies. That's the major reason most people are sick, from the foods that they're producing, yeah?
Mm. I think the food second industry thing, has a big role to play, yeah. David, sure.
Yes, thank you, because I have a lot of arguments with my mates, because I tell them it's all about the food. Because about 4 years ago, my late mother got sick, and when the doctors said they couldn't help her, I started doing my own research, and I became a bit obsessed with her. Mm-hmm. Now, Doctor, I just want to ask you if I'm on the ball or if I'm way off. Like, what I've learned, the adrenal glands play a big role in diabetes. Is that, would you agree on that or not?
Yes. First of all, David, I'm not a doctor. I'm a pharmacist and herbalist. And yes, you're right. Look, the adrenal glands are the stress glands. They're the glands that help us produce the hormones we need for vitality. And on the other hand, it helps us relax. So it controls our nervous system. The more stressed we are, the more inflamed we get, the higher our risk of developing this food-based diabetes that James mentioned before. When we're stressed, we don't tend to focus too much in what we eat. We want comfort foods, which are often wrong, which accelerates the whole thing. So it begins to be a little bit of a Ferris wheel, David. So control one, learn to have some relaxation, learn to focus on yourself, be careful about what you eat, and good luck educating your mates, because it's going to be tough.
Mm, thank you so much, David. Sue in Castlemaine, good morning.
Hi, Sue.
Good morning.
How can we help?
I'm a type 2 diabetic. I have been since 2009.
Yes.
I take 1,000 milligrams of metformin at night, and I take a Forsega in the morning.
Yes.
What benefits is Forsega?
Well, the Forsega is designed to help, going back first, the metformin helps your pancreas produce insulin, which you're not producing enough of, and it also reduces insulin resistance, which is what James mentioned before. The other medication, Forsega, it helps take blood glucose out of your blood that helps your kidneys function correctly. And it's an additional way of keeping your blood sugar levels under control. Does that make sense, Sue? Yeah. So it's important to take them both.
All the best with that, Sue. Thank you so much for your call. 131873. Keep your calls coming. We'll get to more later on. And next up, how we can fail fearlessly and learn from our failure. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The Vitabubs range is available from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, it would be fair to say that these past 2 years have been pretty tough. There's been a lot of fear for many of us, and also for many of us, and I put my hand up to this, a lot of failures along the way, not just in the last 2 years, but from this comes the opportunity to look ahead to 2022. And learn how to grow from these challenging times. Well, as one of the key creators of the early wellness scene in Australia, Lola Berry knows a thing or two about how to overcome failures, and she does it fearlessly, which I really admire. The nutritionist, author, and host is out to share her story on all of this in her new book. It's called Fearlessly Failing, and she joins us now. Hi there, Lola. Lovely to have you on the House of Wellness.
Hello again, my friend.
I know, darling. It's a couple of times in the last 2 weeks we've spoken, and I'm blessed to have that. So, Lola, tell us firstly, how have you coped with the pandemic? What's been your biggest learning? Because you're all about learning. What have you learned from the last couple of years?
Oh, mate, how long have you got? I think I've just learned to kind of like, one thing that I love that I've gathered from this whole thing is like I've got really clear on my values and what I really want to do, like what my passions are. So I think because we've kind of like lost a few things or not had access to a few things, it's made us go, okay, let's draw a line in the sand here. What's really important to us? And I kind of like that.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's actually a really good thing. Lola, in your new book, Fearlessly Failing, you discuss how fear and failing can actually be a weapon. I love this. What's the best way, do you think, to turn things around when they're not working out the way we want them to?
Yeah, so I kind of love failure, and I don't want to sound like up myself when I say that, but when we fail, I reckon it's great because you get to learn, you get to face blind spots. For me, it was an opportunity to skill up because I was like, oh, I'm really bad at this thing I want to be good at, so I'm going to go and study in it, and that's why I've been studying acting. You know, I just think it's a great opportunity to kind of like figure out who you are and what's important to you and grow.
Lola, if we can focus on kids at the moment, do we encourage them to the point these days so much on never making a mistake, never failing? Have we lost the plot in that now when there is a mistake or a failure, it becomes a monumental disaster, not something that you just overcome? And I'm thinking more as kids are developing in the world.
Such a great question, and it's actually been a really common one that's come up with this book tour. A lot of people have said, imagine if this was taught in schools. Mm. Imagine if we were taught at such a young age that failure is actually an opportunity and not necessarily the worst thing in the world. It would give a completely different experience and perspective on failure as well. So I think it would be epic for kids to learn.
Mm.
Do you know what else, Lola, I think is so interesting is the reason I think people dread mistakes is, I guess, our perception. What will other people think? What will they say about us? What will they, you know, that's a big factor. But you say that that's an important step in growth.
Definitely. I think the fear of judgment thing is totally normal, and I think we all get it. No matter how much work or therapy you do, I know that it still crops up for me. But I think if you can kind of like sit in that, okay, well, what's the worst thing that can happen? And if someone judges you, often it's not even got anything to do with you. Often it's their own junk. So I think like get really clear on understanding your own psychology and then being able to call out, you know, not great behavior if people are like, don't do that, you're going to stuff up. You know, I think judgment doesn't belong. Like, I'm not a fan of it. I try really hard not to judge other people. And I think judgment is just a reflection of your own stuff that you haven't maybe dealt with.
Mm-hmm. But Lola, one of the things that you have in being fearless, I think, is, I know you've worked hard on this, but an innate self-acceptance, which isn't easy to come by.
Yeah, so for me, self-acceptance, I'm really open about this and super pro it is therapy. So I've come to understand my flaws and I've come to kind of like process them and work with a professional to just really get a grasp of my own psychology so that I can be okay with the things that I wasn't okay with about myself, say, 2 years ago.
I can't get over, Lola, how busy you seem to be with so many things going on. Have you got a couple of things from your toolkit that you refer to? Are there a couple of things that you would focus on for someone listening to you this morning?
Yes, I love to make a list of non-negotiables. So like things that I'm going to do to look after myself, no matter how busy or how crammed we're coming into Christmas, you know what I mean? Like it's going to get festive and very busy. Mm-hmm. So my non-negotiables are, in fact, therapy, but also getting out in nature. Mm-hmm. So biophilia is the healing power of Mother Nature on human beings. And also like just doing things that make me feel good. Yeah, swimming in the ocean, getting to yoga. If I feel a bit lost, I'll spend a bit more time in yoga because there's a great philosophy side to yoga that I like to implement in my life. But it's just finding the things that work for you. It might be acupuncture every 2 weeks, you know, try them on. And I've like listed a huge list of different things from crystal healing, you know, to go into the PT in the toolkit section. So find what works for you. That'd be my advice on that one.
Terrific.
It is true. You have a huge list of different things that we can explore. But Gerald and I were talking about this morning, actually.
It's over our coffee lot.
Yeah. It's about setting that non-negotiable, yes, which a lot of us are very bad at, Lola.
Totally, because we think, oh, no, but that's selfish, or, oh, no, I don't have time to give back to myself. Like, you got to. Like, I'll spend time where I literally write my goals in what I call a manifesto book, and I check in with it once a week. And I can spend a few hours on it. It doesn't bother me because it just gets me clear. And sometimes I'll draw in that book. Like, it doesn't need to be linear. It can be really creative and quite meditative. I just think find what works for you, but you have to be giving back to yourself to be giving the best version of you to everyone else.
So true.
Yes, so true. And also, though, don't you think it doesn't need to be necessarily something that takes an hour? If you don't have an hour in your day, find the five-minute non-negotiable. Maybe for you it's a five-minute meditate or a coffee by yourself. They don't have to be big things.
Totally. A coffee date is epic, and that's one thing I missed so much with things being locked down. And, like, now I'll meet a mate and I'll be like, can we just have a coffee in a mug in a real cafe? It is, like, such a treat. So, yeah, find the little things. They're just as important.
Yeah. Hey, Lola Berry, it's been a delight to have you on House of Wellness and great to chat with you again.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
The book is Fearlessly Failing, and might I say it's a good Christmas present.
Oh.
It's the first time I've said that this year.
Was that a hint for Gerald and I? Okay, we'll do it.
Well, everyone's getting the same book. I mean, not the same copy. I'll buy one each.
Okay.
Now give us a call, 131-873 with your questions. We'll get to them next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your child's general health and well-being with new VitaBubs baby and children's vitamin range. The range is brought to you by Bubs Australia, trusted by Australian families and dedicated to children's nutrition. It targets key health areas such as immune health, digestive health, bone health, brain health and daily health. The VitaBubs range is available from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance where dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The VitaBubs range is available from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time for A to Z of Vitamins, and we are talking magnesium for a restful sleep.
Imagine, Joe, if you could combine, and we have discussed magnesium a lot, Sal, over the last couple of weeks, as a tension-relieving, relaxing mineral. If you combine that with some gentle, mind-relaxing herbs and thought that that might help you sleep, it's an ideal combination. So that's really the focus this morning.
Yes.
Love it. Magnesium is amazing, so powerful.
Mm. And most of us don't have enough of it.
Who doesn't want a better night's sleep?
That sounds like a mother of a four-year-old with crunchy lettuce.
Sorry, yeah. I brought it up. Are you all right, Sal? Do we need to talk this through?
Nothing a good sleep won't fix.
That's right. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Ethical Nutrients, evidence-based, meticulously crafted with premium ingredients for real results. That was Mega Magnesium Night. All righty, let's get through some calls. Simon in Ferntree Gully, good morning.
Morning, Simon.
Good morning, team. Quickly, before I get to my question, I'd just like to add something to all those things, and that's positive affirmations. I think that's a very important thing that we should all... do.
Yep. Love it.
And anyway, I'll get to my question. I've been told to be quick, so excuse me. So it's for you, GQ. My dad's recently been diagnosed with arthritis in the knee, and he's now getting pain spreading into the lower leg, and he's struggling to accept that it's old age. He's on diclofenac and osteo.
Yes.
Any suggestions on what else could maybe help?
Fundamentally long-term, Simon. Things like high-dose turmeric every day or twice a day, omega-3 essential fatty acids as in fish oil. The diclofenac he can't take long-term, but certainly if he's got particular exercises that or work that he knows is going to hurt, using the diclofenac before, so that's occasionally, and just keep him moving. And just tell him that keeping moving is now what we accept as the best long-term solution to reducing the ongoing issues around arthritis.
Thank you so much, Simon. Michael in Hampton, good morning.
Hi, Michael.
Morning.
Can we help?
I'm having trouble going to the toilet. I've always suffered from constipation, and just recently I've changed my diet. I'm drinking water, eating apples and having a lot of vegetables, and it hasn't changed my... it's very difficult for me to go to the toilet.
It takes time, Michael. You've done all the right things, Sal. Very important is that you've increased your fibre. So important. Increased your water intake. And look, there are some very gentle laxatives around. We've grown up in the old days herbally with cascara, which you can get in a supplement form, usually with a probiotic as well, Michael. the pharmacy health food store has lots of options. And Sel, you happy with the fibre selections?
I think fibre and, as you said, vegetables, Michael, and water is all terrific. You might want to try on an empty stomach in the morning for a few days in a row, or just kind of make this a habit, is hot water and lemon juice. That can also help to stimulate the intestines and help you go. And the other thing is also, if you get from the chemist like a dry body brush and just gently massaging morning and night, kind of around the stomach. Sometimes just some light massage can also help to stimulate and help you go. So kind of two extra tips.
All the best with that, Michael. Thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Housewellness.com.au is the website. If you have a question, head to the Ask tab. And very quickly, Gerald, cinnamon has been brought up a few times by some of our callers this morning. Cinnamon when it comes to diabetes.
As we're learning, Sel and Joe, over time, herbs play a powerful role in so many body functions. Mm. So cinnamon now has the clinical evidence to show that it does help with lowering and balancing blood sugar.
All righty, we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The Vitabubs range is available from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It has been lovely to have you with us on the House of Wellness over the last hour. Now, Sel, I wanted to raise this on House of Wellness TV today, midday, Channel 7. There's a really interesting story where dietitians are comparing plant-based protein with a steak.
Oh,
and whether we're getting enough from a plant-based diet.
Interesting. I'll be tuning in.
Yes. A lot of us feel like we eat too much red meat, or we're told that all the time.
What red wine would you choose? See, there's a puzzle. There's my homework today.
With a plant-based diet?
Yes.
Or maybe it'd be a crisp white.
Okay.
I don't know.
You had me at crisp and white.
I had a feeling that would go down well for you there, Sal. Awesome as always to have you on the show, Sal.
Good on yourself.
Thanks,
good
guys.
To see you.
Great show.
Yeah, Gerald, awesome as well.
Thanks,
to share this hour with you. As always, head to houseofwellness.com.au for more information. And thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will see you all next week.